The DUNS numbers are for the contractors. Okay? Three numbers, three nines. Okay? No, you don't. 666. Three nines upside down is 666. The mark of the beast. Okay? Now you've got your three numbers. Basically, either you've got the Social Security number, you've got the contractor's nine-digit number, and then basically you're either classified as a customer or an employee with the other account number or whatever. It started. This thing is basically for you guys to understand how to get out of the system, okay? You need to start looking at stuff a little more realistically here, okay? How the Babylonian banking system really operated. It's the dead world. It's the world of the dead. How did they hide your accounts from you? They put your assets into a dead man's account, a mortmain account, under these contract trust that they have here, which is basically the contract trust is just the same thing as the Babylonian banking system that goes all the way back to Cain and Abel. Tried to explain to people a long time ago that Abel never did any damn stinking work. He was a dead fiction. He wasn't a living person. Cain was. But Abel just sat on his ass. The tree of knowledge is really the tree of usury. When you analyze what the Bible is really saying. That's the knowledge that basically was hidden away. The usury. Going back and looking at everything, we borrowed the credits from the treasury. What do we have to do? We have to return the credits back to the treasury. Just like it's stated in the fifth session, session two, or fifth Congress, session two, chapter 49 through 52. In the statutes at large. Basically, if you were a debtor, you could borrow from the treasury to pay your debt. When you had the means, you normally tried to return the credits that you borrowed from the treasury back to the treasury. This goes along with everything that was in how the bank. In Moses' time, when he set up the temple system, of bringing the bulls and the goats in to be dissected and the good meat given out. A bull was a valid contract. A goat was a scapegoat or an invalid or fraudulent contract. It's all metaphors in the Bible. So, Secretary of Treasury, basically, you would go to them to borrow the credits. Well, you have to go back to them and have the credits given back, restored from these contracts. So what do? We do a deed transfer deed to transfer these items back. I had one document there that had a transfer deed that was from the grantor to the grantee. Well, I modified it to where we are the grant, our fictional person is the grantor, because our fictional person was the one that granted our credits, even though we were the original grantor of borrowing the credits. The credits were really borrowed in our fictional person's name. And then our fictional person left our republic system and went over to this foreign state banking system. So it all plays out. Everything that I've been going along here with this whole time frame. We have to invoke the laws of the Republic. And the Republic banking contract charter, which that's what the Constitution is. It's a banking charter, but it's a Republic banking charter, which is founded upon the principles of just banking out of the Bible. So that's the higher law. When you invoke the higher law, you're going to the biblical law in the process also, because the Constitution was founded upon the biblical laws of just exchangement. We have to turn our contracts over to the Treasury. They got a massive building there. Shit, they might as well do some damn things in that damn building. Take our damn contracts and cut them up. They've got the IRS there to take out the tariff, the custom tariff taxes for the usury of this foreign banking system. We're returning the credits that we borrowed, and then basically we will get the good meat out of the bull. Pretty simple. All right in the Bible. We have to invoke the laws of the Republic. We have to make and do a transfer deed, putting the onus upon the Secretary of the Treasury or his authorized processing agents to basically adjudicate or process these contracts. On the SF-30, you mark no, for does the contractor need to authorize this? The one guy that got some funds by taking one of these SF-30s into the Secretary of State out in Colorado, this is before, long time ago, that basically we'd heard this story, and then he was able to go over to the Treasurer and get his funds. Well, it had to be a state document that he was doing, and he got the Secretary of State to sign off as the contractor on that SF-30. We don't need to go that far. For the most part, most of these Secretary of States won't sign it. Why won't they sign it? Because if they were to sign those documents, they would essentially be putting their neck on the line for committing insurrection and treason against the de jure banking system of the country. So do you think they're going to sign it? I don't think so. Do we need to have them sign it? No. The document, SF-30, allows for that. We do this deed transfer just the same way we did our non-UCC filing. We send the original back to us by registered mail. Then we send out the certified copies. You'll have to write a cover letter to the Secretary of the Treasury covering this and your attached packages, documents, and the SF-30, the SF-14, 14, 14, 16, and 14, 18. We don't need to go to the sheriffs because basically they've all got DUNS numbers. The county attorney and basically all those guys have DUNS numbers. They're dunces. Dummies. Let's go to the real thing that's out here, not the dunces. Okay, so take a look at those two documents that I put up there. Pretty self-explanatory. And from the other ones that I put up the other day, it all pulls together. We the people are Article 4 in the Constitution. James Madison basically didn't want to have the Bill of Rights. Why? Because he thought it was fully covered in Article 4, the powers of the people and the powers of the state. Mistake by their legislatures, Republic legislatures, could have drawn money from the Treasury also. Because it is a function of the people that was really doing the drawing of the funds from the Treasury. But the bankers didn't like that. That's what they got control over Woodrow Wilson and brought in the insurance racket and everything else into this country, the Babylonian banking system under this fraudulent trust or contract trust, which is the English terminology for the modern Babylonian banking system. Trust is not a good word. It's evil. Even Jesus tried to tell people that. Trust no man. You do not tempt the Lord thy God. And basically, by making someone else your trustee, you are tempting them to take all your money away from you. Does anybody have any questions? Hello? Hello? Okay, unmute people, Tom, and basically if they got questions now, let them go ahead and ask them. There should be some people that basically might have had some results going into courts or basically with utility bills or whatever going in and doing the SF-30s and setting these things off. Well, they ought to be worried. Basically, if you invoke the laws of the Republic, okay, then basically they've got to put that into a different category, a different court system. Right. Best thing is to get her the fuck out of that real estate shit and get her back home behind the kitchen. Yeah. Well, I'll get your other shit going. Hopefully in the process we start waking women up to the rights out here that basically what they need to do is basically get behind the protection of a man and let him take all the frontal brunt of the damn process and stay out of the limelight. Be like the Asian women, three steps behind. Why? So that the man's out front, so if anybody wants to attack him, the man is out there to try and protect the woman. Okay, anybody else got anything? Well, Obama is a complete fraud anyway, okay? They use the word out there to try and throw everybody off. I mean, the devil uses lawful terms sometimes to their advantage to throw people completely off track. Just like half of these damn organizations out here, these hate-monging organizations out here, the Democrats, the Republicans, the John Birch Society, the Southern Poverty, whatever the fuck organization down there in the South, basically the Ku Klux Klan, the churches, all of them. They're all hate organizations. They hate you. They hate you because you got the money. You have the power. The problem is you don't know you've got the power, and you don't know how to operate with the powers that you have. Because you've been deceived so damn much, thinking that the banks loan money. The banks ain't got no money. The government ain't got no money. None of these corporations have any money. And if they did have, they can't loan their own money. Because it's not theirs. It belongs to the shareholders. Only we, the people, have the power to give credit per Article 4, Section 1. We give the full faith and credit to anything that goes on in this country. But they have tricked us into giving those full faith and credit as a draw against the Treasury for their beneficial usage. Like one document I was reading, basically, they said that the government has been granting or lending the credit. The Congress can't lend credit. Only the people can. And the money that Congress is supposed to be operating with is supposed to be the tariff taxes, the entitlement taxes that are coming in. But there again, they can't lawfully, they could borrow against the entitlement credits that are coming in until the tariff taxes come back in to set off those charges or those loans. The government can't loan anything. They have nothing to loan. So don't go to them thinking that they're loaning you something. They're not. You're really loaning it back to yourself, and then you're paying interest on your own loan. That's the fraud game that they're playing. For what? Forget that fucking credit report. That's all total fraud. You get this shit into the damn... Read this latest document that I just sent out. Transfer of Treasury credits by deed back to the Secretary of the Treasury. You transfer all of your documents back to the Secretary of the Treasury. Give them back the credits that you borrowed. Give them the bull contracts. The same thing that basically the people did with the temple system. But there's your temple system in Moses' time. They brought their bulls in to be processed. Their bulls were contracts, valid contracts. But they had usury attached to them. They will then come in and claim the credits back that are due to the Treasury. They will process and dissect the contract to take out the tariff tax, the custom tariff taxes, which was passed in 1913, away from the foreign contracts that we have here, these performance and payment bonds. Primarily, they've taken it from the performance bond. And then they will give you back all the residue, the entitlement credits, and your labor credits back to you. just like what the doctrine that I posted up there says. Pretty simple, straightforward. But I had to put up the DUNS number document there to show the 3 6s. To show and prove that this is still the Babylonian banking system. You got 3 9s standing above the ground. Well, what do you have when they go underground? They're 3 6s. They're inverted. Nobody else has done any court cases or anything like that? Utility bills? I don't know, one of the guys was talking earlier there when I brought this SF-30 up about going back to the Social Security Administration and doing a contract modification with it and trying to get an extra $2,000 or $3,000 a month. No, it's too fucking late now. Now you ought to go and terminate every fucking thing. Why do something half-assed when basically I'm giving you the thing to do it the full process? I thought it was to go to the sheriff and surrender our fugitives. Basically, but then when I found out that basically the sheriff's office, all these other places, they all have DUNS numbers. They're dunces. You've got to go to the de jure treasury of the republic. The one that is identified in the damn statutes at large. And I gave you the reference to the statutes at large. Showing right there that when we were a debtor and you borrowed from the treasury, then later on when you had the credits available, you were to try and restore the credits back to the treasury. That's where the national debt is. It's because of the credits that we have borrowed from the treasury. That's the national debt. The credits that we owe back to the treasury is the national debt. They will go in and draw the funds that are sitting in the Federal Reserve banks, in the reserve banking system, this foreign reserve banking system. But they can only do it when we give them the authorization and basically make them the obligator to settle these contracts. We have to do that by a transfer of deed. Go in and read the definition about transfer of deed. And then the letter that you're going to send into the Secretary of Treasury is going to be a letter of contract. You're contracting him to do this. So he's now under contract to you. He's an obligator to you, not a trustee. But an obligator. He has a public servant obligation to you under a letter of contract. It's the same thing you get the court into. And basically, you can get rid of any of these female judges out of there when you stand in the Republic, because a woman cannot be in the Republic. She can't be a representative. She can't be a senator. She can't be shit. She ain't supposed to be in the system. Maybe as a clerk, but that's it. Only until she finds a husband, and then she's supposed to get the hell out of there. The Jezebels of the world have screwed up mankind more than anything else out here. The vanity and the pride and the arrogance, the beatitudes that are listed in the Bible. The destructive nature that's all out here. It's all about banking. And how do you destroy something? The teachers, the preachers, the quack doctors, everybody out here is out to get in your back pocket. They don't want to help you. They don't want to cure you. They want to prolong it so that they can keep making money off you. Keep you fighting something that is totally asinine. Hate the black man. Hate the Indians. Hate the damn Japanese, the Chinese. Hate, hate, hate. That's their name of the game. And then the warmongers can increase their profits by creating more and more weaponry to prolong the hate. About time we get around to loving thyself and loving thy neighbor. Okay. Questions, I'll try and hold down here. Got anything? Ask it. Speak up. You get yourself straightened out first. You start loving yourself first. You take care of your contracts. Then you can go after the others. And they will probably help you when you start this process and show that you know what you're doing for yourself. You haven't even done one yet, and now you're wanting to try and do everybody else's farm. I stated this numerous times over the last 5-6 months. Okay? If you have a problem with that, let me know. You get yours turned back, your certificate of live birth, your social security account, your DD-214, your driver's license, your voter registration card, your bank accounts. You're going to turn quite a bit of credits back. You get that taken care of, then they will help you probably with the rest of them. No! Get the document that I just posted up on the group. transfer of treasury credits by deed. Example. Speak up. No. We're doing a transfer by deed. A deed is a declaration, okay? A document. You are transferring the title to these, okay, to the Secretary of the Treasury. He can't do anything without having the deed, the title, in his hands. Okay? You've got to read, if you're going to look up anything in the dictionary, you've got to look at more places than one, and in some cases, then you've got to be able to read between the lines of what some of these dictionaries are really saying in the word usage. You've got to put them into the proper connotation. Because the deceivers are going to continue to deceive you and try and throw you off. We've combated the trust, the word trust, for almost 10 years now. And I knew that there was something totally wrong with using the word trust. Because it's not what it means. Anybody else? There's... Well, what did you hear? They see on several of the calls, it's already been put out on the calls, the addresses, and basically to we the people, all one word, _ shareholders as a Yahoo group. Okay, and then the other one is econcurrent.com/divine. It's a Yahoo group. We the people, _ shareholders with an S on the end of it. And it's a Yahoo group. And you have to go into Yahoo, find the groups, and then do a group search, and then when you find the We the People group site, then you have to sign up to become a member. But it's nothing, there's no charge or anything like that to it, it's free. And then all you have to do is establish an email address and how you want to receive your email documents. Because every time you post a document up there, an email is being sent out to inform you that there's a new document that has been posted. So you could either get it on a daily basis, a weekly basis, or not at all. You don't. You know that there's another 9 there. That's all you need to know. You don't need to know every damn thing. You just need to know that there's 3 6s. The contractor has a 9-digit number. We have a Social Security account number that they're utilizing. And then we also, on top of that, either have a contract employee's identification number or a customer account number. And normally those are all 9 digits. Now you've got your 3 sets of 9s. showing that it's a Babylonian banking system. The mark of the beast. That's all you need to know. Yeah, well, when you read the documents, the DUN number, one of the 666's document, you'll see it right in there. I tried to make these things as simple as possible so that the simple minds can understand these things. Sometimes it's the complicated minds that try and overthink the damn processes, because that's the way adults think. We've got to overthink them. But yet, in the Bible, we were told that we had to be able to read the thing as a little child. But see, the public education has screwed with everybody's mind under MK Ultra to basically get you into a different mindset, totally out of sync. I was always a rebel in school. That's why they never totally got to me. Anybody else? Okay, you guys can go ahead and talk. I'll drop off here. If you guys want to continue talking or anything amongst yourselves, you can. Good night, people.